Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
All right, it is that time once again. Loud and Local supporters, local music scene supporters. The weekend's not over till the end of Loud and Local. My special guest tonight, all hour long, I am joined by Piston Ready. Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, very excited to have you guys in studio tonight for Loud and Local. Before we go any further, let's go around the studio, introduce yourself, give me your name and what you do within the band.
My name's Ocean and I play bass.
I am Lauren. I am the vocalist.
And I'm the Seawolf, and I play guitar.
Excellent, excellent. And we're missing a drummer, Simona, and a guitar player, Misha, who couldn't be here tonight. But we've got three of the five members of Piston Ready in the house tonight. And you guys were also featured as BJ Shea's Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday, which was very cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
In fact, if you go to KISW.com and you click on the Loud and Local page, you can actually link up with all of your various social networking sites and, your Facebook page, and you can find out about upcoming shows and all that good stuff, and that's up via the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. You guys played Friday night at the Mix in Georgetown with Anti-Hero and a couple other bands that I can't remember right off top of my head because I'm but
Saints
one woman.
Damnation.
Yeah, Saints of Damnation.
All right. How was that? How's everything going over at the Mix? It's been a hot minute since I've been over there.
It was a really cool show.
It was really hot.
It was really cool.
It was insanely hot on stage. No, it was a wonderful show. Yeah,
I wouldn't trust a rock show this time of year if it wasn't hot and sweaty. If you like go in there and it's fully air conditioned and it's really comfortable, I would be a little concerned because I'm like, that's not rock and roll in the summertime. Everybody's supposed to be pitting out and you're supposed to be standing there going, is this my armpit I'm smelling or the person next to me?
Oh, that was 100% rock and roll.
Oh yeah.
Indeed. The EP, which is available now, is titled Westbound and Up. We're going to get to the entire EP. We're going to talk new music. We're also going to talk some other really cool upcoming shows that Piston Ready has on the books, including playing the infamous Dead Baby Downhill, which is always out of control and awesome in the best possible way. And then you guys are also part of the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball that's going to be happening at Slim's Last Chance. Friday, August 22nd is when you guys are playing. And then the show rolls over to Saturday, August 23rd. But guys, let's get her started, and then I will we'll play a song, we'll play another song, and then I'll ask all the probing questions.
Ooh, wear gloves.
Exactly, exactly.
Use lube.
Exactly. I was like, hand sanitizer, hello. But the EP is titled Westbound and Up, and I've made, when I first played, gosh, what was the song? White Thunder. I guess it was. Was it White Thunder?
Yeah,
that
White
I played
Thunder.
That, that I played for the, yeah, for the Loud and Local 9 o'clock cockfight about a year and a half ago. That was so much fun. And to me, and I got, I felt, well, I felt like my hunch was correct. I described you guys just in a ballpark as if like the helicopters and Nashville. Meow. I don't know if I can say that on the air. So I'm going to be like, Nashville, meow. Had like a drunk
Nashville, meow.
I had like a drunken orgy together, and it's Southern Fried Rock, the great, you know, the Imperial State Electric, the helicopters, that type stuff. If you like those bands, you are so going to dig Piston Ready. So, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and play White Thunder. Is there anything you guys would like to share with me about the song?
White Thunder is just wrote about moonshine. It's basically about the old folklores of moonshine and the guy who sold it.
Oh, very well.
Basically all the stuff you forget after you drink it.
Where'd I get this?
Which is everything. All right, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Piston Ready with the song White Thunder.
Out from the ground, never made a sound. Looking for blood, looking for action. Was a cold, dark evening. No, I'm not deceiving. That was the day that demon was born.
This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
On KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be Piston Ready with the song Grits. I'm joined by Ocean on bass, Lauren on vocals, and Seawolf D. Seawolf D. Do you prefer Seawolf or D or both?
Oh, I think, no, I like D better.
Okay.
The other one is too. Yeah, Seawolf sounds. Sometimes it's like, well, I don't even. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I just want to be. D is on guitar. The EP is titled Westbound and Up, and the song was called Grits. I am not one that I'm necessarily known for my deep question, but it just it comes to mind. Where did you eat the best grits?
Well, North Carolina, duh. I mean, I'm only born and raised there. I'm not going to sell out my own state.
Exactly. How about you, Ocean?
North Carolina. We went back to visit her family and went to this restaurant that they always go to. And
he'll also get in trouble if he doesn't say North Carolina.
Pretty much. It'll be similar after the show.
You don't want grits from Southern Oregon because they came out of a horse pasture. So.
And how about you, Dave?
Well, since I've never been to the South, since I moved here, I guess I'll say Hudson. I like that place a lot, and they make really good cheesy grits.
Are you talking about in Georgetown, that Hudson? Yeah, they do. They have the shrimp and grits. I've had that.
Cheesy grits.
Yeah.
They call it cheesy grits.
Yeah.
And they're so really awesome.
I gotta bring up the obvious for those of you tuning into Loud and Local. You're like, where is he from? D is Italian, and your drummer, Simona, also Italian. And what's funny is that I ran into Simona a handful of months ago, and we were reminiscing about the first time she came in studio for Loud and Local and her old band. This was probably 2007 or so, maybe 2008, with Sunday Night Blackout. And we were kind of connecting the dots. And D, I remember you, so I don't know if it was on Facebook or Instagram. You were like, what happened to that band? And I was like, well, everybody kind of went their different ways. And the short story is that some of the guys in the band became dads and life changes and stuff like that. And then you were like, wait a minute, my new drummer used to be in that band. Never mind.
I was trying to track down the CD because I wanted a copy.
Uh-huh. I actually have an extra copy in my office if you
really want. Simona gave me one at the end. And it was funny because
right.
It was like I look online. I was like, wait a minute, Simona, that's my drummer now.
Do you and Simona ever get in heated discussions during band practice
and start
cussing each other out in Italian? Please tell me yes.
No,
please.
Well, we talk in Italian all the time because it's easier for us.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, last Friday when we were playing at the mix, we got a couple of minor issues on stage, so we start like a like a 5 minutes of like lightning speed Italian conversation. Sometimes, and the sound guy was like
flabbergasted.
Yeah, it was like, what's going on? It was like, I'm Italian too, but I only know pizza. That's about it.
Well, because I'm sure the sound guy is like, is this a band imploding right now? Because I don't know what you guys are saying. Yeah. You know
sometimes
I mean?
He talks to us in Italian because he forgets that we are not Simona. And I'm like, gotta be da-da-da. And I'm like, what are you talking? He's like, oh, sorry, English. And I'm like,
I have the same problem with Simona and actually my family when I happened that I called them. I start speaking English. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Who are you? What language do I have to use here? So, yeah. I got confused.
That's awesome. Once again, if you're just tuning into Loud and Local, I'm joined by BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week, Piston Ready. I'm joined by D on guitar and Lauren on vocals and Ocean on bass. More with Piston Ready. We got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of great shows to talk about. So hang out. Loud and Local continues next. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. If you're just now tuning into Loud and Local for the first time, what took you so long? If you'd like to find out more on Loud and Local, to listen to past podcasts going back to the dinosaur era, whenever you like, please hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. You can also follow the instructions on how to submit your band's material, check out playlists, find out about upcoming shows, all the goods via the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. My special guest all hour tonight, I'm joined by three of the five members of Piston Ready. I've got D on guitar, Lauren on vocals, and Ocean on bass. Also, hello to Simona on drums and Misha, also on guitar, who couldn't make it here tonight. And I'm having a swell time so far, guys. I don't know how you're doing, but I'm having a good time.
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Thank you.
One of the next chances to see Piston Ready is going to be Friday, August 1st. This legendary event known as the Dead Baby Downhill Bike Party, which is, if you've ever been, you just know how insane and awesome it is. It's so awesome, and I may annoy some by saying this, it's so awesome that I can't believe that it's actually something that happens here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God bless Georgetown. It's always been one of my favorite places, and much like the Wild Wild West. And sometimes in the very politically correct, easily offended, croc-wearing Pacific Northwest, God, I love Georgetown. Thank you so much. So anyhow, you guys are going to be playing on the main stage there with some friends. Who are the friends that you guys were talking about? What other band were you guys talking about a little earlier today out there that?
Oh, we played it 2 years ago when we brought in Electric Frankenstein with that. Yeah.
Which was badass because Electric Frankenstein is awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. If you're taking notes during Loud and Local, Electric Frankenstein is the band you need to look up. One of your other upcoming shows is going to be night one or day one of the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball happening at Slim's Last Chance, also in Georgetown. You guys are going to be playing Friday, August 22nd, along with Dead Man, the Load Levelers, and a slew of other artists. And then it also rolls on to Saturday. And the event is what the name sounds like, Hillbilly Headbanger Ball, my friends. So I thought I would do a solid and play one of the artists that you guys are going to be playing with on Friday, August 22nd, for the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball at Slim's Last Chance. I'm going to play our buds in the Load Levelers. Talk about a band that it's not easy to find a radio-friendly song, but they do, believe it or not, have a few. And this one is called Texas Love Kit. I've got more coming up with Piston Ready. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
KISW.
98.9 is W. It is loud and local. That would be Piston Ready with the song Hot Action. Prior to that, Load Levelers with the song Texas Love Kid. Another song from Piston Ready, Grits and Piston Ready's song that I played back in the loud and local 9 o'clock cockfight, Takeover, White Thunder. The name of the EP is titled Westbound and Up. And if you go to the loud and local page at KISW.com, you can find out everything that you would want to know about Piston Ready, because they were featured as BJ Shea's Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday.
Yeah.
Lots of caffeine for me. I'm joined by Ocean on bass, Lauren on vocals, and Dee on guitar. Simona and Misha collectively on drums and guitar couldn't be here. Guys, let's talk about the beginning of Piston Ready. Such a rad band. I want to just get drunk, do drugs, possibly get into a fight, maybe make out, just do really fun things, that some of which I may regret. Was that the idea in starting this band? Was to compose music that will incite devilish, unpure activity from others?
Yeah.
Wait, this isn't a church band?
Don't. I know. Not this week for Loud and Local.
I'm going to HEW.
But the EP was recorded back in 2011. That's right around when the idea for the band came to be. I mean, whose brainchild was it you and Ocean, or how did this be?
Well, I met Dario. That's where I was wanting to be in a band, and he wanted to be in a band. And one of our mutual friends, Misha, introduced us. And Dario, of course, is like, I don't want to be in a band with a girl. And then we talked for a while, and he's like, I want to be in a band with a girl.
Yeah.
Good taste in music. And we found this one guy that was going to play bass, and he was just never available. And I was kind of seeing Ocean already, and he was already around, and so I was like, yeah, you can come to our practice. And he was like, I'll play bass. And I was like, no.
He lied because he never played bass before.
That's true, it worked out somehow.
He was a guitar player and just lied to our faces and said, yeah, I'll play bass.
And then we were.
I do believe my exact words were, I can kind of play, I can stand in until you find somebody good.
Yes, I believe that was the correct.
We never found anyone else. So.
I guess nobody else can play bass in Seattle. Yeah.
And then, like, with the, we were looking for drummers, and we were sitting in the two-bit, and we had this one guy showing up, and he was, like, this Jesus freak guy, and me and Dario were like, this is going to be weird. Yeah. and then we were complaining about it, and our friend Danny bartended there, and he's like, I'll play drums, and we were like, sold. So this guy had been driving.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy had been, like, driving for an hour, and we called him and went, never mind. Yeah. We're jerks. And then we put out a Craigslist ad, and that's how we came across our mic clock, and we put out an impossible genre of music and different albums that no one should ever know except for awesome people.
Yeah.
And then this, like,
and
you
Mike.
Know,
and Mike.
Button-up suit type guy shows up that owned more guitars and equipment than Guitar Center, and we were just like, who is this dude? Yeah. And then he ended up being the craziest one.
Yeah.
And that's how Piston Ready was formed, and you know, it's just too much fun to let it stop, so.
Yeah.
And I am all for having more women around. Like, who doesn't like a band with a bunch of broads in it? You know, Dario and
yeah,
kind of girls.
And ass-kicking broads that can play and get the job done.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I'm always a big, and I bet, Lauren, you probably agree with me on this one, that it's, man or woman, it's about... Can you get the job done? Can you bring
it?
I'm
pretty sure
Simona
and Misha could probably kick just as much ass.
Absolutely, absolutely. but there's some that are like, oh, whoa, whoa, and it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Go watch a show.
Yeah, watch
the
show.
And then you get the idea.
And then Dario was like, now I just get hit with more hair all day.
Yeah.
Misha's hair actually hurt. She clocked me in the face while I was singing, and I lost like a note. I was like, it's like being on stage with Predator. I'm like, watch out for the dreads. They're coming. Monsters after you.
Exactly. One of your next chances to see Piston Ready is going to be Friday, August 1st for the Dead Baby Downhill. They're going to be on the main stage. And then part of the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball Weekend, which is going to be Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd at Slim's Last Chance in Georgetown. And you guys are going to be playing on Friday, the 22nd. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that show coming up shortly. And I want to ask you guys some more probing questions. questions about like the possibility of new music and all that good stuff. So Loud and Local continues next. So hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guests all hour long. I'm joined by three of the five members of Piston Ready, Ocean, Lauren, and Dee. You can find out all about Piston Ready right now, this very moment, by going to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com, because Piston Ready were featured as BJ Shea's Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday morning. Dee, I want to ask you before we go any further, talk to me about city slang.
Okay, so city slang is my crazy project. I mean, at least the crazy project that I decided to go through in 2014.
Yeah.
It's my rock and roll fanzine.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do to put together one. It's like I'm a graphic designer, so my idea was just to do the layout and have a bunch of people writing.
Yeah.
But I end up write like 90% of words, and it's not even my language, so I tried, and sometimes probably it doesn't make any sense, but I talk about what I like. I only like rock and roll music, so I wanted to talk about like local bands.
Yeah.
And since I'm from another country, I have two local bands.
Yeah.
Movements. So I basically talk about like bands from Seattle that I really like.
Yeah.
And there's an interview with like Bigfoot Accelerator.
Yeah, look at them right now. I've had those guys in for a lot of local good guys.
They're really cool. And then I talk about some bands from Italy, and bands I'm obsessed with, like Swedish bands. So there's like probably a million reviews of Swedish albums. So
no, I'm flipping through this. This looks so awesome, and it looks like there's something
there's some wrestling. Too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the
that band
ECW.
Awesome. It's that. Wait. Oh, wasn't that the other band though? Like, why am I having a brain fart?
And actually, as
because they happen when you're on the radio, girl. It happens. It happens Monday through Friday.
You interviewed them in there, and they're awesome. What's their name? It begins with M. The Marvels or.
Marvel. Oh, Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another Swedish band.
They're awesome.
Yeah. I have some a guy writing about wrestling.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah,
that's
but
really
there's
cool.
Gonna be like I don't think it's gonna be like every number, but I like to explore every different aspects of.
Where can people find out more, and where can they pick one of these up? Because this is really cool.
Yeah, of course I have a Facebook page, and I have a blog now that I'm trying to turn into an actual legit website at some point.
Yeah.
And you can buy it from there. There's like a digital version for the lazy people.
Yeah, but this
and
is so cool.
Actual,
this is something you want to have sitting on your coffee table.
Yes.
Or have it in the reading room of the house. You know, I mean, this is really, really cool, and it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think
I applaud your follow through with this, because this looks really, really cool, and I can't wait to go home and read it tonight.
Yeah, I always wanted like to go old school and print on paper, because
It's such a lost art, and to have something. My buddy James, who does the Seattle Passive Aggressive local music publication, you know, and then people that find like that can really roll within certain genres and stuff, you know, because I feel like there's so many genres within our local music scene, especially in the rock and roll world and the heavy world that get overlooked by the bigger publications. So it's really cool to have something like this that's from a music lover's perspective. So very cool. It's called City Slang, and I'll make sure we link to the Facebook page for City Slang on the once we update everything for the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Very cool. Joined once again by Dee, Lauren, and Ocean from Piston Ready. You can see them at the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball Friday, August 22nd. Going to get to another song from Piston Ready in just a few minutes, but I figured I would play another one of the bands that's playing the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball on Friday, August 22nd, and that would be Dead Man with the song Motor Psycho. Loud and Local, it's The Rock.
Riding on the
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be Dead Man from the Filthy Blues release. The song was called Motor Psycho. You can see Dead Man along with Load Levelers, Piston Ready, and a number of other great bands for day one of the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball happening at Slim's Last Chance, Friday, August 22nd, and then Saturday, August 23rd. On the 23rd, just some of the bands performing include Go Like Hell, Zero Down, who we love. We love Go Like Hell. We love Zero Down. Actually, Go Like Hell, one of my first bands in when I started hosting Loud and Local back in 2006. So I love those guys. Zero Down, Love, a Witchburn, and Redneck Girlfriend, one of my other first guests for Loud and Local. So that's going to be for day two of the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball happening at Slim's Last Chance in Georgetown. But day one features Dead Man, Load Levelers, a number of other bands, and my special guest tonight, Piston Ready. I'm joined by Ocean on bass, Lauren on vocals, and Dee on guitar, Simona on drums, and Misha also on guitars. Couldn't make it, but I've got three of the five members who are hanging tough, especially when you've been working hard all day to come in and make the hang for Loud and Local. I certainly appreciate it. I know you guys are working on a remodeling situation, and that can be challenging.
Situation is a nice word.
Right?
There's a lot of words we cannot stay on the radio right now to describe.
When you were talking about, you know, home improvement and moving, and I'm, well, too late, it's public knowledge. I was like, hey, you guys are still talking to each other. That's a good sign. I remember moving on a Sunday and moving all day.
Oh, we're going to do that next Sunday. So
really?
Any of you people that love Piston Ready that want to come help us move.
You know, I bet we'll provide
boxes.
I was like, they might be able to get you on a list for one of your upcoming like headlining shows or something like that.
Give me a t-shirt.
Hey, I won't even lie, man. My friends within the local music scene have helped me move more than once. Like, I love you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's tough.
Well, firstly, I got to finish putting the floor in the house before we can put anything on it.
Oh man, good on you guys. Good on you guys.
Thank you.
The EP, which is available now. Where can people go to purchase this or download this, guys?
So there's a link actually on the Loud and Local page. We have
a web store.
Yeah, it's a web store. Yeah,
it's a web store.
Yeah. A web store. A store for the web.
Yeah. It's a big cartel.
There you go. It's super, super easy to buy your music through the cartel.
We'd prefer you to come to one of our shows,
yeah,
though.
Be better.
That's how you get the full effect. And then you can get the EP, and you can get a T-shirt, and you can get a koozie and a patch. I got the full meal deal tonight.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for the swag, you
You're
guys. That
welcome.
Was awesome. Once again, you could see Piston Ready, part of the Dead Baby Downhill Party Extravaganza on Friday, August 1st, and then, of course, the Hillbilly Headbanger Ball on Friday, August 22nd. I do got to bring this up because the EP is a few years old, and you guys are talking about just getting it, you know, the lineup and everybody's schedules. It's not easy, and I know you're chomping at the bit to record some new music, and there may be a new song that's getting closer to being done. How are you going to get that done? When are we going to get some more new music from you?
We're aiming tentatively for like September to get in and start recording, especially the newest song.
Yeah, we've got two new ones that we brought out over the past 6 months, and
yeah, we have enough songs to put out a full length now.
Mm-hmm.
But we are focusing on recording these two new songs because we are like attached for like personal reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we want to put out those two possibly as a EP or maybe a 7-inch if we find the money.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, hint.
Hey, y'all, this is why listening to Loud Local, if you listen to Loud and Local and if you dig Piston Ready, you take and you share the podcast. You say, oh my God, this band is awesome. And you tell the people around you who are down with awesome music. You get more people to the party. It helps spread the word and it helps finance these bands that are working their asses off. So don't ask to be put on the list unless you help Lauren and Ocean move. Because everybody needs some money because it's so expensive.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to the new material, guys, and you're going to have to
let me know some of the best stuff we've written yet.
All right.
Yes. Oh, I know. Since Misha and Simona have been in the band, it's been like the collaboration has just been really smooth to come up with like these new, interesting, like fast-paced but yet still melodic kind of songs that I didn't even know we could do. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really excited about them, and I really want to get them out there just to kind of show the new side of Piston Ready. I know everybody likes the steady regulars, but these are just like a little broadcast of what's to come with us is just the changes I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I'm super excited for you guys. Once again, you can find out all sorts of rad information, also how to go about getting the EP via the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. All right, time for my ridiculous dumb question. Some people ask really serious questions and questions that can make you cry, possibly. I'm not Barbara Walters. I like the question that is, if you could take any Piston Ready song and place it in a movie, what would the song be and what would the movie be? So, who wants to go first? Class.
Huh. Well, I would say that Hot Action during the chase scene in the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen.
When
they're racing to San Francisco, the Mustang and the Dodge Charger, that would be a good scene.
Oh, good call, Ocean. Good call. That's awesome. That's rad. Lauren, my dear, what do you got?
Well, I love zombies, so it's got to incorporate that. So I was like, what's rock and roll and what has zombies? So I'm going to go with Wild Zero and do Raining Rock. And then, like, in the loud parts of the chorus would be when all the zombie heads exploded. And Guitar Wolf was there, like, coming. So he'd be like, you make it rain.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Oh, very cool.
Little blood and guts, little rock and roll, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, and then you can rework it where maybe there's a cameo from the band in the movie
maybe
somehow.
Maybe my head can explode. Like, I'll go rock and roll, like they say.
I mean, and it's always that joke that, like, bands, once they've been around for a long time or have gotten a certain amount of success, there's always the musicians that kind of want to be actors. And we all know actors all want to be musicians.
Oh, definitely.
But it would be cool to be in that position where you could be like, oh, hey, Robert Rodriguez, hey, your new movie, I'd like my band to have a cameo in it. That would be pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, D, what is your movie and what is your song?
Well, I like two kinds of movies, like zombie movies and movies where Nazis get killed.
Yeah.
So,
you know there's one movie that combines
There's actually two movies.
Okay, go. Okay, I'm not gonna
I was thinking about putting White Thunder in Dead Snow.
Yes!
The Norwegian movie because it's so...
Dude, Dead Snow
there's a scene where they are all inside and they drink like crazy and then the zombies attack. That's the perfect song for
that.
Oh, I agree.
There's also another movie that is Shockwave. Shockwave is... I watched that movie 20 years ago. I couldn't believe it. It was the first time that I watched actually a movie with Nazi zombies and
Nazi
was like
underwater.
Was hilarious. I recommend that if you never watch Shockwave,
you'd like
go
to watch
find it.
Nazis die, come back to life, and then die again.
Yeah.
There it is. And Dead Snow.
But Dead Snow is awesome.
Dead Snow blew my mind the first
time. And actually, they are almost done with Dead Snow too.
Really?
Yes. I watched the trailer,
like,
and he's even like, if you think the first one is unbelievable, the second one is going to blow your mind.
Oh,
literally.
Literally,
exactly.
Yeah.
Double tap.
Excellent. And right? Exactly. As if I wasn't already paranoid in a bathroom by myself to begin with. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There could be a zombie Nazi.
Right. Zombie land. Always a classic.
Oh, that's great.
99.9 KISW. That is it for Loud and Local, my friends. Once again, thank you to Ocean, Lauren, and Dee from Piston Ready for,
thank you.
For hanging
thank
out. You. Is there anybody, anything else you wanted to mention or a shout out or anything?
Well, we want to say hi to our past members.
Yeah, Danny and Mike. Yeah. Love you guys.
Hey, Danny.
And to Simone and Misha, they're not
of course.
Here because they have work.
We yes. love our current band members and all our old band members. We love all of you that come to the show. Every band we played with, we love. Like, yeah. We're lucky to have so many awesome bands and fans in the city.
Definitely.
Also, you all get a shout out.
Also, big love to AJ and everybody involved with the 2-bit. Perchance you haven't heard the news about the 2-bit. Please keep me posted with what's going on so I can help let everybody else know because that's been the place of so much fun and debauchery and so many great shows.
I did the booking there for like a year.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we played.
It was the hardest time of my life. I was up till 4 a.m. like every night because bands were like, not making it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is not a part-time job. And Ocean was like, if you do not stop working there, I'm going to kill you.
Rock and roll is tough, man. They think that you get involved with this to avoid responsibility and to not work hard.
It
and it's the opposite.
I was like, I can't keep up with all this. I'm so confused. But I had fun. I love the 2-bits.
Yes. We've done a lot of shows there over the years and just fantastic crowd all the way around.
Yeah.
Picture on the back of the EP is from there.
Yeah. The one that Misha Dumois, I believe now, is.
Yeah. Oh, we love her, Misha.
Oh, she's so cool. All right, you guys, this has been so much fun. You're going to have to get me the new material when that is ready. In the meantime, we're going to wrap up Loud and Local with the song Raining Rock, 99.9 KISW. This is Piston Ready. This has been Loud and Local. Good eve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.